This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. City leaders in Macomb this week honored the past and celebrated the future. Alderman-at-Large Don Wynn took part in his final city council meeting Monday night. He lost his re-election bid last month. Wynn says he enjoyed his roughly 11 years on the city council.
I will thank all the citizens of Macomb for their belief and support of me. I'd like to thank the whole council. Everybody that's on there has been like family.
The city presented a plaque to Wynn to honor his service. Retired City Administrator Dean Torreson also received a service plaque.
I will put this right next to my other one. I do have a strong feeling of deja vu.
Torreson first retired in early 2016, but returned to the job later that year.
I'd like to thank Mayor Inman, City Council, all of the employees of the City of Macomb. It's been a real honor to come back and work for you.
After honoring Torreson and Wynn, the city council adjourned its first meeting of the night and reconvened with the winners from last month's election. New at-large alderwoman Tammy Lee Brown Edwards is the one new face on the city council. She is the first woman and the first African-American woman to serve as alderwoman at-large. Brown Edwards says the significance is not lost on her.
I have family members who had to pay to vote, to my great-grandmother, who was a great-grandmother by the time she was able to vote, to now that I was elected official. So to have that history in my family, to know that, you know, we came from a people that, you know, really wanted to vote, to now have someone to be elected, does not go wasted on me.
Brown Edwards says she will be accessible to residents. She says she wants to be part of the entire community and is willing to hear people's concerns and try to answer their questions about the city. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.